Now I want to give you a plain Kabbalistic opening ritual. This will be sufficient for your purpose until you are more experienced. With the right forefinger extended, or you can use a wand, draw a pentacle in the air, facing the eastern wall. Point to the wall about a foot above your head, and draw down and across to your left, then up and across to the right at shoulder height. Go across in a straight line to the left, then down and to the right again. Finally, take the hand up to join the point where you began, thus making a five-pointed star. Point to the center and say, "In the name of Ehaye, I open the east." Holding your hand outstretched at heart level, walk to the south, and facing the wall, repeat the pentacle. Point to the center and say, "In the name of Yehovah Elohim, I open the south." Now walk to the west, and facing it, draw the pentacle again. Point to the center, saying, "In the name of Shaddai El-Hai, I open the west." Now walk to the north and repeat the actions exactly, saying, "In the name of Adonai Ha-Aretz, I open the north." Walk back to the east. Stand facing it and open your arms to the side, saying, "In the east stands Raphael. In the south stands Michael. In the west stands Gabriel. And in the north stands Uriel. About me flame the pentagrams. Behind me shines the six-rayed star, and I work beneath the glory of the crown of Keter." As you open the quarters and drawing the pentagrams, try to visualize a gate or a door opening. In the east, you would feel the wind, the air element, coming through it. And you would visualize the figure of Raphael, the archangel who is the regent of the element of air, standing there. In the south, you would visualize the gate opening to show Michael, dressed in his golden armor, with the sword in his hand. In the west, you would visualize Gabriel standing against a background of sea and perhaps a waterfall and carrying in his hands a chalice. In the north, you would see when the gates open the figure of Uriel standing holding an armful of wheat and fruit and flowers. This is a standard opening procedure and can be used for any ritual. Although you, as a solo magus, will be the only person in the temple, a small table in each quarter where a candle in the quarter color can be placed is a good idea. You can also put the sword, chalice, and pentacle on these tables instead of cluttering up the altar. Inside the altar, You can keep your supply of candles, snuffers, matches, the bottles of wine that you may be using, incense and charcoal. This keeps everything to hand. For nothing is more irritating than to get well into a ritual only to find that you have forgotten something. The closing procedure again begins with the Kabbalistic cross and facing the eastern wall. You repeat the drawing of the pentacle, but now you say, "In the name of Ahayye, I close the gate of the east and bless all who attended in that quarter." Go to the south and repeat the pentacle, saying, "In the name of Yehovah Elohim, I close the gate of the south and bless all who attended in that quarter." Go to the west and repeat the actions, saying, "In the name of Shaddai El Hai, I close the gate of the west and bless all who have attended in that quarter." Finally, you go to the north, repeat the pentacle, and say, "In the name of Adonai Har Aretz, I close the gate of the north and bless all who attended in that quarter." Return to the east, open your arms, head bowed, and say, "I give thanks for all that has been received at this time. Before me stood Raphael. Behind me stood Gabriel. Upon my right hand was Michael. Upon my left hand was Uriel. Behind me shone the six-rayed star, and above me was the glory of the crown of Keter." You go to the altar and knock upon it three times, saying, "I declare this temple of the mysteries to be closed." Later on, you can devise more elaborate openings and closings, although adding too much detracts from the power. Try to keep things simple. The power should be concentrated in the actual ritual itself. Always announce the intent of the ritual to your invisible guests, and in every way behave as if they were on this level of manifestation. By the same token, always offer a blessing and say thank you at the end of the ritual.